News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is Monday, July the 29th. We're blowing out. This is our last Monday in July. 7:06 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm Carl Pott. Linda is, she's got the house. She's working the house. Today, when I left, there were refrigerators being pulled out of the house, if you can believe that. Those little mini refrigerators, Bad Bob, had somehow managed to freeze up. So we've got that and two more plumbing issues that we'll fix today, and then we're back. It's just, it's little things. Yeah, it's little things, and it's not expensive things. It just has to be done things. And how are you today?
Doing well, sir. Had a good weekend.
What's the weather look like?
Sunny day, high near 95, big relief since last week. It'll be down around 64 tonight, and sunny tomorrow, high also in around the mid-90s. Currently, we have 67 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, we're going to be talking about Anselmo's today. In fact, I believe RC Anselmo will be here. I know he's trying. We'll find out, though. As we want to talk about what happened Friday at the Board of Appeals. It was quite an interesting day. You know, it was happening. I ran down there after my last show. But we'll get into that in a little bit. I just want to tell everybody, Peyton Manning was not injured in a car wreck. It hit Facebook yesterday, and it was on Twitter, that he had been involved in a car wreck that had broken both his legs. Driven by his Volvo, his new Volvo was hit by a car driven by an elderly person that ran through a stoplight. That's what it said. And I mean, it hit Facebook, got everything going. So I thought, well, that's strange. You know, so I checked it out. And of course, it's not true. And everything's been pulled down today, but it shows you how fast bad scoop can run around this country.
Tweet news.
I mean, it's tweet news, and it goes like vroom, like that, because from the time they probably said it until it was on Facebook. And how many people believe that? I almost shared that with somebody who said, oh, can't wait. The Cowboys games are getting ready to start. I almost shared it with him and then checked it, which is what people really should do. But anyway, there was nothing to this. It was nothing to this rumor at all. So, but there is something to this, that our Monday through Friday, group of experts from our Wells Fargo advisor giving us our market minute. And today it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 32 points this morning at 15,526. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,688. And the NASDAQ is down 2 at 3,610. Active stocks today include Saks Incorporated up 55 cents at $15.86. And Facebook up 87 cents at $34.88. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 6 cents at $22.50. And Pepsi is up 14 cents at $85.45. Turning to the bond market, we do find lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.62%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 40 cents at $104.30. Gold is up $8.60 at $1,330.50, and silver is up 10 cents at $19.88. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thanks, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. It's, you know, we love having these people on because they can tell you what's happening in the markets, what's going to happen with your investments. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561, our Wells Fargo advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to start with some headlines in a paper that could get scary unless you read into the second page of the paper. I know, could it be misleading headlines? Not exactly, just ones that don't really have a lot to do with us. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agriculture maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526. 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106. If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:14 in the morning. 530-605-4567. How are you doing out there? What a good morning. 67 degrees out there. It's not going to get in the hundreds. It's going to be like 95 or something. Hey, the headline in the paper today said, the exact headline, and I'll read it to you in the record searchlight. Ankle alarms often unchecked. Ankle alarms often unchecked. Now, Bad Bob, hop into this. If you heard that, what's that mean to you?
It would mean that those people who are put on electronic monitoring with the GPS, like, sex offenders and that sort of ilk, are not being checked on.
Right. Now, right here in Reading?
Don't know, but that would be the implication in a local headline newspaper.
If you read that ankle alarm's often unchecked, wouldn't you think on the front page above the fold in the record circulator?
I would think it was local. Yeah.
Wouldn't you think this is local stuff?
Yeah.
Nope. It's got nothing to do with us. They're talking about Florida and a couple other places. What they're saying is that 3 decades after they were induced to track offenders' whereabouts, that they can't handle the avalanche of monitoring and alarms. There are nothing more sinister than a dead battery, lost satellite, or someone arriving home late after work. But what they're saying too is that it was one guy that went on and killed that warden. Had taken his off, but they had not found, gone after him.
Oh, nice. And that's, what was the point?
But the point is when you read something like that, and then you put that together with what they had, another story that when the chief was on talking about these bracelets are working for him, that's helping with the numbers. Then I read this and says, this makes me think that it's happening right here in town. It's got nothing to do with anything in town. What would have been good is if they had followed this up instead of just plastering something in there from the AP and saying that, this is, in Reading, something like that. That would have been good. Mm-hmm. But as it is.
Scare them into buying the paper out of the kiosk.
Well, am I being too harsh here? I try not to be. Good news. And here's good news in Record Searchlight. Agriculture is starting to come back. 2011 olives were the worst they've had. In 2012, the very best. Walnuts are back and they're back huge. So, the fact is that maybe things are getting a little bit better. Okay. I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready, everybody? I can't help it, but here it comes.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
That's right, it's Wiener Alert. Anthony Wiener is back in the news today. His campaign manager said, I can't take it any longer, I quit. So Anthony Wiener's campaign manager has quit, and he has dropped to third in the polls. You know, if nothing else, why don't you stop just to put your wife out of her misery? I mean, at this point, come on. At this point, she's sitting there standing beside you and looking like a fool. She looks like an enabler at this point. That she says, there's something we have to work out. And then what they've also said is there's 2 or 3 more coming out that the good man has been sexting to. All right. Bud Day, Medal of Honor recipient.
Oh, Bud Day. Okay.
Yeah, Bud Day. He was a Medal of Honor recipient, died yesterday. He was at age 88. And he was a Marine during World War II, an infantryman during World War II, but then became a pilot and flew in Korea and Vietnam. Shot down and was captured and held in prison for 5.5 years. You may remember the name because he was McCain's, cellmate at one time. And McCain talked about the heroism of this guy. I mean, obviously, to receive the Medal of Honor, you've got to have done so far above and beyond. And it's got to be witnessed by several people. This isn't something like, if I saw you doing the most heroic act ever, if it's just me telling somebody, writing about this is not enough.
That doesn't cut it.
They need to have 3 or 4 other people that saw this act happening, which is why, it's because before somebody's awarded the Medal of Honor, it has gone through so many chops on it, so many levels, because they want to make sure that this happened and that this is truly, truly, did happen and is worthy of this. And which is why from the time, somebody's put in for it, it could take 2 years, before it's finally awarded. But they try to fast track it. Anyway, Bud Day was a Medal of Honor and recipient and just died. Like I said, now here's why I wanted to talk about this just a little bit. You know how people get so hateful in campaigns, in political campaigns, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, so far beyond what they really need to do. Mm-hmm. I remember because McCain was running against, with Palin against Obama.
Right.
And there was a writer here in town, a blogger, who just attacked McCain. And it wasn't enough to attack him on his politics. He attacked him in the fact, he wasn't a hero. He crashed these planes. I mean, it was really, really nasty. And I thought, you haven't ever flown planes before. And also, again, anonymous, faceless, mm-hmm.
Coward.
Coward. But then he talked about Bud Day a few times by saying, oh, well, you know what? He shouldn't have gotten the Medal of Honor. People are starting to question his Medal of Honor. Well, who's starting to question his Medal of Honor? And at this point, I realize just how, what a low life scum sucking pig some of these bloggers are. When you see these things that they hide behind this cloak of anonymity. Mm-hmm. And then they say these things about, you know, heroes because they don't agree with them. You know, as much as I disagree with McCain on a lot of things, I would never think about questioning his time in the service and his time as a prisoner of war. Mainly, you know what? I've never been a prisoner of war. I've never had my shoulders dislocated because I've been hanging there for like 2 days. You know, all these things happen. But I would never do that. You'd never go back and do that. And here's this faceless person. This was years ago. I don't even know if he still blogs. That said these things about Bud Day. But I would rather prefer to remember him as we leave this segment as this was, Bud Day was a Medal of Honor recipient for the extraordinary heroism he showed in Vietnam. And while he was a captive for 5.5 years, Bud Day, Medal of Honor recipient, died age 88 on Sunday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Beat that drum! Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Good morning! This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Lowest prices on tobacco in town. Veterans always get discounts and, of course, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great prices, of course. And you can get cold drinks there at Espresso Joe's by the baristas there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, you know, there was a tongue-in-cheek article. Oh, first of all, there was a comment by Onion Grower in the chat room today. You can hop in our chat room. Just go head on off to kcnr1460.com and follow the instructions. If, this gentleman by the name of Carl Larkin, and it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek, and he's been saying, hey, look, I've been hearing about all this crime, and so the other day I took it upon himself to do a secret investigation. And he put secret in, you know, parentheses. He's been here a long time. By his own writings, is a senior. I took it upon myself to do my own secret investigation regarding the merits of the subject at large. Do you feel like there's a lot of lawlessness in Reading? Well, it starts, you know, on the left-hand side. Reading's police chief says that after a spike early last year, crime has fallen in the first half of 2013. Do you feel the city has grown safer? 97% of the people said no. 3% said yes. This was 178 votes out of 178 votes cast. Unscientific. Okay. And then Carl Larkin wrote this piece about how he disguised himself with a Burberry trench coat and a large Stetson and a pair of dark glasses on his nose, and because everybody knows him. So he went around, he circled it down, how the neighborhoods, he went to all the places like South Reading, the City Library, Tiger Field, Safeway Store, and all these. And he said, I walked several miles, and gosh, here I'm a, you know, senior citizen. And nothing happened, and that's great, because then he brought out the stuff about the, you know, the symphony, the paved trail, Sundial Bridge, Arboretum, Big League Dreams, multicultural restaurants, cats, you know, all those great things. All I can say, Mr. Larkin, is this, it was, I enjoyed reading your piece here. The other thing I would tell you to do is don't do that after midnight. Don't walk in those areas after midnight with your Stetson on and your Burberry coat. You may have a tougher time just walking around. People may not be quite as friendly because there's another group that comes out after midnight, according to the police that I've talked to. All right. But it was a fun article. I know it's hard to believe, Bad Bob. The media respect by the people has plummeted in the last few years, according to a McClatchy poll. Dropping the respect people have for journalists is down to 27%.
Well, what passes for a journalist these days? But
military is at 78%. Teachers at 72%. Scientists, doctors, train engineers. Nobody has dropped like, well, all those have stayed about the same. The media has dropped that much. I think last year they were like 38%. They've dropped 10 points. I think people are starting to believe that the media.
It's like it says they're ahead of Congress.
Yeah, I don't even get into that. I think cockroaches beat that. The last time I saw a poll, cockroaches beat, you know. Who do you think's doing a better job? Oh, cockroaches are. No, I shouldn't say that. The journalists are the ones that are getting taking beatings. And then you look at the print media, you know, it's taking a beating. But you gotta kind of expect the print because of, you know, today's everything's electronics. I mean, I'm sitting on the iPad last night in the land there, reading off the iPad. I have magazine, but I was reading off the iPad because you get apps for everything.
It's turning into McNews.
Yeah, it is. That's, you know, the thing, like, in perfect example was, Peyton Manning. You know, the report that he had is that he was injured, which wasn't even close to being the truth. It just started on the media, social media, and it just went wild after that. So, look at what way journalists are doing their job has gone down over the Obama time. And there's other things too that, you know, that people are starting to say is that, you know, he was covered for, nobody asked him the hard questions, et cetera, et cetera. And that the media will drag out Benghazi, will drag out the IRS scandals, will drag this stuff out till it becomes a non-issue. That the economy needs to be fixed and nothing's happened. Nobody's holding Obama's feet to the fire for that. Nobody's holding his feet to the fire that gas is $4 a gallon when it was $2 a gallon under Bush, and they were accusing him of being in bed with big oil. That Wall Street is nothing's changed in Wall Street. That General Motors still owes us billions. And Detroit has fallen into bankruptcy. Nobody seems to be holding President Obama to a task for this. And I would say the people that are not doing it are the media. We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks modestly lower following the latest report on the housing market. Pending home sales fell in June, retreating from a more than six-year high in May. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down about 40 points. PPG Industries is selling its majority stake in lens supplier Transitions Optical to Essilor International for roughly $1.7 billion in cash. From inception, Transitions Optical has been a joint venture between PPG and Essilor. PPG plans to use the proceeds for acquisitions and share repurchases. Transitions Optical had about $800 million in revenue last year. And at some point in their lives, four out of five American adults have struggled with joblessness, reliance on welfare, or nearing poverty. According to an Associated Press survey, it points to an increasingly globalized U.S. economy, the widening gap between rich and poor, and the loss of good-paying manufacturing jobs as a reason for the trend. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Joe Linkend.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. This is Heather Wiley, Shasta College.
Chef,
John Stadelli.
I have been with Anselmo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture-to-plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers, great prices, senior and veterans discounts. You can split your payments up and locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793, 365-3793. Okay. Hoping that Reversion Soma would be here today, and he's got a court case at 8 o'clock, so he may have had to, be there, now. You know, that was, he was going to try and pull in here. Now, let's talk about what happened Friday at the, you know what? This is only one of those things that, I just can't understand it. And you need to think about this, my friends. You may need to pick up a phone and give a call. They're talking, on Friday, there was a meeting of the Shasta County Board of Building Appeals. Now, this thing was held because a judge said, you need to do that. It's part of your charter. You need to do that because you're obviously not settling this. Let this Board of Building Appeals handle this. Now you see all the inane comments and go, oh, he got what he wanted. He wanted a Board of Appeals. Well, you know what? The county is the one that called it. But they're supposed to have been, this board has been, has not met in over 20 years. The chairman of the board's been on it. He said since 1968, maybe 73. We're not sure, but 68. It's supposed to be a two-year seat, but he's still on it. But and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. So he was just, he was reappointed. But there's supposed to be five people on this. Well, all these people show up on Friday. We're still doing shows here. So I trotted on down there around 10, 15, 10, 20, figured, they're still going to probably be talking. It's over. There's just a couple of groups of people sitting outside. Well, it turns out that only three of the judges showed up. And they only had three, but that's okay. Everybody agreed to three. And they have to have public comment. So they allowed public comment. There's like 200 people there. Over 200 people were in there. And people were making comments. People that lived up in Inwood, people that didn't know Anselmo, this was not, people were going to say, oh, it was Tea Party. It wasn't. There were people that had nothing to do with the Tea Party that live in Inwood who said, this is not causing us any problems up here. We have no problems with this chapel. It's not an eyesore. It's not destroying our neighborhood. It's nothing. It is just, it's a chapel. Well, the lawyers for the county were there. The lawyers for Anselmo were there. One of the supervisors was there, Bill Chappelle. That was it. The only supervisor there. Now this is, you have to remember, my friends, this is a court case that's been going on for how many years and it's cost how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to we, the taxpayers? The insurance, I think, pays for half of it. Well, I guess they had a couple lawyers there, and I said, well, how much do these lawyers get an hour? $780 or $800, something like that, an hour. Because at the end of the public comment, the head of the board, chairman of the board says, and this is what people tell me, he says, you know what, I'm not sure what my authority is here. I'm not sure what I can do here. So I think we should, so I'm going to say we're going to have a continuance until we can get two more members of the board. Now, this board's been in session, it's been in place for 20 years. They knew this was coming. They've been, they said they advertised. They get three people on the board. The first one says, I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. I don't know what my limit of authority is here. So I should go, I'm just going to go into continuance. Now, this takes 200 people. including lawyers on both sides that are being paid, who came up here for 2 hours for what? Did anybody think to get the head of the board and just sit down with him and say, hey, this is, do you know what you're supposed to do? Do you know what your duties are? Here are the ramifications. Who's in charge of this? So you let the, okay, we're going to have it. We're just put him there. So I find this so disjointed. I mean, that's the easiest thing I can think of. I mean, there was three or four other words I thought of. Bob's hands hovering over the dump button. But you know, the thing about, it's true. Here it is. This thing's been going on for 4 years. They finally get a board of appeals to say whether this chapel should be red tagged or not. And what happens? They don't get a quorum. They get somebody who doesn't know his limits of his authority. And everybody who's there leaves. Now, if you think I'm exaggerating this, they did a video of this. They did a video of the proceedings. And we'll, you know, they're going to be, this thing will be posted later on today. I think it was just sent to me. I haven't even looked at it yet. But I'm not kidding you about this. I wish I was. So after all this buildup, where you thought, well, at least both side stories to get out. If nothing else, my friends, at least both side stories to get out. I did have the permits. You didn't have the permits. I applied for them here. I mean, they had everything lined up. I'm sure both sides did. And what happens? A cowboy comes in and says, well, you know what? I'm still not sure. I say that with no malice in my head. He had a cowboy hat on and a t-shirt. And he says, I don't know what I can do here. He wasn't prepped beforehand. And who should do that? Oh, supervisors, Larry Lee, somebody, I would think. Anyway, we got to take a break. We've got people on the line. We'll be right. As soon as we get back, we'll get to you as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Redding clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 70 degrees out there, going up to 98 today. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And the chat room is over live and well at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, and the people there are just experts. They want to help you. In fact, you know, you go in there, as soon as you start looking around, there's somebody there. Hey, can I help you, please? And then listen to them. They know what they're talking about. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Located at 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square Mall, if you look kind of in the back up there, or give them a call at 244-9141. 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. All right. We were talking about, the Shasta County Board of, Shasta County Board of Building Appeals and how they couldn't do anything because they weren't sure what they were supposed to do, et cetera, et cetera. But before we get to that, somebody wrote when I was hitting the media. I said, media's gone down. I said, journalist media. I'm sorry. I kept mixing the subjects up. It's journalist. We're in the media here, but I would never call myself a journalist. I'm not. I am a commentator that has certain opinions on certain things, but I'm not a journalist.
Having been a journalist, yeah. I'm not a journalist, but I'm genuinely embarrassed at what the schools are turning out these days.
Well, yeah, but somebody said, well, you're part of this media thing. Well, you know, maybe the whole media period might be down too, but I'm just going by journalist. A pundit. Yeah, a pundit. Speaking of pundits, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. How you doing, big fella?
Hey, I am peachy.
You know, this was quite a sham. One of the things that was brought up,
You were there, right? You were there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I asked during public comment, I asked the attorney, I said, well, don't you have to have a quorum of three? And he was hedging, and I said, well, do you have to have a quorum of three? And I had to direct that over to the board. And Mr. Miller, who is the chairman, to his credit, said, can I answer that? The attorney said, yeah, if you want to. And they have to have a quorum of three. So if you only have three people, that means the vote has to be unanimous either way, which you knew that was never going to happen. And so the whole thing being such a sham, I kind of felt sorry for Mr. Miller. I thought he did a nice job, really, and was honest. Why am I here? What am I doing here? You know?
Well, that's, you know, and that's not who I was. You know what? When he said that, he was being honest. I'm saying is who calls this thing? Shouldn't somebody and Larry Lees or the Board of Supervisors, specifically the Board of Supervisors, shouldn't somebody tell him that this is what's going on?
Yes. That's their responsibility. It's their responsibility. They also appoint. Now, a letter was written to Mr. Keough about this. And that particular letter we'll have in there may be another way of doing this. Let's say you get five applicants, and you only need two spots. Well, then what happens is you should maybe put that in a hat and pick the name out of the hat rather than having the quote-unquote Board of Supervisors appoint someone. I mean, honestly, we're supposed to expect that the Board of Supervisors would appoint someone who had a view that was opposite of theirs.
This is what I would like to believe is that the Board of Supervisors would want for what's best for this county and say to themselves, you know what, we're in the middle of this thing that we're going to let a picked group, you know, if nothing else, if people applied for it and they know something about it, put their names in a hat and say, we want to have a decision made by this board and try not to pack this thing. I would hate to think that they would pack it in such a way as not to give Mr. Anselmo a fair break.
They've already hired attorneys for over a half a million dollars or half a million dollars to represent themselves and represent the county in their side of this argument. And they keep going and going and going with our taxpayer money. And we were paying for that meeting. It's outrageous. One other thing. It was interesting to hear, usually at any meeting, and you've been to a lot of these too, any type of meeting like that, you're always going to hear two sides of the story. There wasn't one comment, not one situation, to where anyone was on the side of where the county was coming from, number one, and number two, when Mr. Wilkinson went ahead and asked the crowd, how many here want to see that chapel turned down? On Channel 7 News, it showed the panning of the audience. Not one person raised their hand. Now, you're talking about people, half the people on there didn't know each other. It wasn't people from one particular area, one particular endeavor. It was people who were just citizens, who are tired of this government overreach and this insanity we're having. Those supervisors should be ashamed of themselves. They really should.
Well, you know, the thing is that the thing I wanted to really hear, I wanted to hear, you know, we've been hearing, you know, we've heard R.C. Anselmo. He's always had a voice here. You've heard him, you know, you've actually starting to see, you know, editorials in the paper saying, you know what, why are we going after him all the time and leaving these other people alone that are just, you know, that have done without permits? Why don't you do something about them? Why does it seem like we're after them in a, almost like it's a vendetta? You know what I really wanted to hear? I wanted to hear the other side, because when you ask any of the supervisors or the, or the county management, they say, and I guess by their lawyers say, oh, we can't talk about that. Well, we need to talk about that. We actually need to have people say, no, he didn't have a permit. He is saying, and some are saying, I've had the permits. I've got this guy, Wyatt Paxton, who says, I've got the permit. I put in for it. You didn't do anything with him for 6 months. According to the law, I can do this. Oh, well, Mr. Anselmo, you built that wall too close to the road. Fine. Rips it down. What I'd like to hear is the county say, okay, this and this and this and this. So you can at least make up your mind, and you find out why the guys are making $1,000 an hour or whatever they're making.
Yeah. Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I mean, here's Bill Chappelle. Hats off to Supervisor Chappelle. Showing up at this thing.
One of them is there.
Someone should, and he's there in his cane. The guy just had surgery, and he shows up. That's a stand-up guy. And when you look and see that not another one of them was there, the way this whole thing was such a sham, three people only, nobody knew what was going on. And the other thing about it, too, is you brought up a really good point about this notice being served to Mr. Anselmo. We had a meeting not too long ago up in Shingletown with the sheriff, Patrick Jones, Mike Stewart, myself. We were talking about how the area up there needed to have a deputy, because we lost a deputy up there. Yet they can send two deputies out to deliver a note to Mr. Anselmo? Really? I mean, you know, this has gotten to the point of there has to be some vindictiveness going on here. It's just insanity. But when you have 200 people in there and not one,
here's what you have to do is, you know, and someone came on the show and says, look, I had an offer. I wrote that I would pay the county's legal fees. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I will pay the county's legal fees. Just give me my damn permits.
Yes.
The answer was, you have to reapply for all of them. We're not guaranteeing anything, and you have to pay us $2.4 million.
Well, maybe you can get one of those supervisors on. Maybe you can get some of those supervisors on to explain their position.
Well, what they'll say is, because we've tried, is I can't talk about it because it's under litigation. So,
well, then maybe
anyway.
What we need to do is replace some of those people.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me like there's a lot of things. The other thing that was interesting, I'll say this very quickly, the reason the County Board of Appeals hadn't met is because no one had ever asked for them to meet. Now, number one, but number two is that I didn't even know there was one. Did you?
I knew about it 2 years ago, and I'll tell you why. In Selma. They found it out during their discovery process. There is a Board of Appeals that you can go to that Russ Maul did not have the final say.
Yep.
Anyway, got to run. We're already over our time.
Okay.
Thanks, Terry.
Yep.
All right. You know, the bottom line is, my friends, is this. Is here's a chance. We have people that volunteer to sit on these boards, but, you know, it's called after 20 years, the first time in 20 years, there's probably a little bit of rust on it. There's gotta be some guidance from someplace. So which one of the supervisors was supposed to do that? Or where in the county was somebody supposed to sit down and tell the guy, this is what is supposed to happen?
This isn't written down somewhere?
I don't know. But I can just imagine how much did those lawyers from LA charge for not only just being sitting there and not doing anything, but for the trip up, the overnight, and the trip back. Gotta run. Carl in the bot, KCNR.
This is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Hanging out. Now you don't talk too loud. Now you don't seem
so proud
about having to be scrounging.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I get involved with this, the thing about this, with, the vineyards in this lawsuit that's going on. It's the hundreds of thousands of dollars that have been spent. I mean, does anybody else see there's something wrong here? I mean, they say, oh, he's just trying to run roughshod. If he's trying to run roughshod over the county, he's not doing it. If he's offering to pay all the legal costs, how can that be bad? People that write these things, no matter what, if he had said, the fact that, the record searchlight said Anselmo was brought in and invested in this county millions and millions and millions of dollars, he would invest more. He would bring in more business, but it's hard to do that. When you're fighting the county tooth and nail for anything that happens, there's got to be somewhere in there, somebody that can just say, okay, what does it take to solve this? Who's the honest broker? There are people out there that both sides trust. I know somebody needs to say, look, this has got to be settled. The supervisors, one of the supervisors, two of the supervisors, three of the supervisors need to come forward, three of you, and say, let's settle this. Let's just get this thing settled. What's it going to take? And then everybody can move forward. I hate to use that because I think that sounds, wasn't what Obama said? Okay, so everybody can fix this. All right, my friends. We come back, we're going to be talking geoengineering. We've got a gentleman, George Barnes, that has done a documentary, brand new, that shows the sky is crossed with chemtrails. Do I believe it? That's why George is coming on today. Remember, bringing on a pilot that wants to talk about what he's observed over the last 30 years of his pilot, of being a commercial pilot and a private pilot, about the changes he's seen. Chemtrails, geoengineering, real? We're going to find out. Let you help make up your mind when we get back from the news. Carl and DeBock, KCNR 1460, the Pulse of Shasta County.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The feds bust pimps across the country.
Focusing on the recovery of sexually exploited children through prostitution.
Now, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live in Washington.
They call it the Innocence Lost Initiative. FBI agents and local law enforcement officers sweeping up pimps and underage prostitutes from coast to coast in a variety of venues.
That includes street tracks, truck stops, motels, casinos, internet sites, social media platforms.
The FBI's Ronald Hosko says more than 100 kids picked up over the past 3 days range in age from 13 to 17. They're turned over to local child protective agencies. The pimps are facing charges, Dave.
Rich, yesterday's jewel heist in Cannes, France, bigger than first thought. A prosecutor now estimates $136 million worth of diamonds and other gems were stolen from a hotel's temporary exhibit. Can a former U.S. ambassador to Israel restart stalled peace talks? Secretary of State John Kerry hopes Martin Indyk can, leading a gathering of both sides today in Washington. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither gets into the issues live in Jerusalem.
The two sides haven't talked in years, but the issues are the same. The Palestinians want a future state in the West Bank with East Jerusalem as their capital. Israel has security concerns and over 500,000 Israeli settlers living on that territory. Yossi Berlin initiated the Oslo peace process in the 90s. He told me the chances of success are very low, but they must try.
The price of a failure is much higher than the price of doing nothing.
John Kerry says this may be the last chance for a two-state solution. Dave?
Emily, it's no day at the beach in Hawaii. Tropical storm Flossie closing in.
The storm has weakened over the past 24 hours.
Pete Donaldson at the Central Pacific Hurricane Center. Flossie could hit Maui and the Big Island. An 11-year-old Utah boy, lucky to be alive, the day after he fell 200 feet down the face of a cliff. His injuries don't appear to be life-threatening. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to StopMedicareFraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to StopMedicareFraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Why did a tour bus go off a highway bridge? Investigators are trying to figure it out the day after the deadly crash in Italy. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, the driver is among 38 people killed after his bus crashed through a safety barrier and fell 100 feet into a ravine. Police say they need to perform an autopsy on the driver's body before they can be sure about how the crash happened. But some people say it sounded as if the bus blew a tire. It rammed several cars before falling. Most victims were found inside the wreckage. Others were thrown from windows as the bus fell. It's thought it was a group of local tourists heading home, Dave.
Simon, the man who drove a speedboat into a barge in the Hudson River is facing charges in his hospital bed. Friday night's crash killed a bride-to-be 2 weeks before her wedding. Her fiancé's best man also died. A helicopter crash left 5 dead in Pennsylvania.
Investigators say the pilot of a helicopter told air traffic controllers Saturday night that he was losing altitude. That before the chopper went down in a rugged wooded area just west of Scranton. Three men, a woman, and a child were found yesterday.
Bodies were recovered next to kin being notified. The scene has been secured by Pennsylvania State Police and turned over to the FAA.
Knox and Pennsylvania Fire Chief Lou Hackley and the helicopter took off from a small airport in central New York bound for Lehighton, PA. It's not clear if severe weather played a role in the crash. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
The former Penn State assistant football coach, who was a key witness to Jerry Sandusky sexually abusing boys, took the stand this morning at a hearing for three former university officials. Mike McQueary testified that former head coach Joe Paterno told him years later the administration messed up and mishandled the Sandusky situation. The three ex-administrators are accused of failing to tell police about the allegations and then trying to cover it all up. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat room. 8:05 in the morning, Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Sunny today, a high near 95. A little bit hazy right now, though. Mostly clear tonight, a low of around 64 degrees. Rest of the week looking pretty good, a lot milder than it was last week. Right now in Reading, we're looking at about 73 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Dinners, brunches. Of course, they have horseback riding, sporting clays. Pizza night on Thursdays, 474-5546. Weddings, all types of events out there in Anselmo Vineyards. And it's a great place to sit out there and watch what's happening over the meadows there. And as we do it every time, every Monday through Friday this morning, we find out what's going on Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 41 points at 15,517. The S&P 500 is negative 4 at 1,687, and the NASDAQ is down 7 at 3,605. Active stocks today include Facebook up 99 cents at $35 even, and Saks Incorporated up 56 cents at $15.87. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 22 cents at $17.38, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 4 cents at $46.28. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.58%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 10 cents at $104.60. Gold is up $8.20 at $1,330.10, and silver is up 6 cents at $19.84. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561 if you want to find out what's going on Wall Street. And it's Monday. Elizabeth, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. How are you?
You know what? I'm peachy. You know, I just had a, had a nice weekend, you know.
Good.
Cleaned some guns and that. Oh. The voices told me to clean my guns. So.
Well, that makes it a complete weekend. Little barbecue.
Nah, you know what? Linda.
Little house cleaning.
Linda was busy.
Gun cleaning.
Yeah, Linda was busy. You know, I went out. Oh, went to the movie, saw Wolverine, and that was. It actually had a better plot than the others did. And,
okay.
And you know why we went to see it? I don't know, there was like three of them there, and we just kind of like flipped a coin and went in. They're all about the same.
Sometimes
anyway,
it's just nice to get out of the heat.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's happening?
So, kind of a great program tonight. At the Reading Tea Party, 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church. We are going to be talking about geoengineering. Now, I know that we've had programs about this before, as have you. And yesterday on We the People Radio, we had Dane Wigington, who is researcher for geoengineeringwatch.org. And we also had George Barnes, who's an award-winning director and cinematographer and has created SkyderAlert.com. Now, what they've done, these two have come together and created a great program on the chemtrails. And Dane's going to talk a lot about how our UV rays are being reduced almost to the radiation point because of the destruction of the ozone layer through geoengineering. And George has created a mobile app which actually is winning awards on the feature film circuit. You know, they're starting to do the awards circuit for all feature films, and he's winning awards left and right. And he's created a mobile app that you can use on your iPhone or your smartphone, and when you see chemtrails in the sky, you can take a picture of them and immediately send them to the legislator that is representing the area where you took the picture.
Well, you know, George, I believe, is here today. And so he's going to, we're going to warm him up for tonight where you are. And how much, what time do you start?
We start at 6 o'clock.
And you better get there early because it only holds like 400 people.
Yeah, and you know, this, and honestly, this is an issue that absolutely is nonpartisan. I mean, it really doesn't matter what you believe politically. The bottom line is that when I was a kid, I used to be able to lay in the grass with my hands behind my head, stare up at the sky at very fluffy white clouds against a blue sky and imagine what those clouds look like, you know, a rabbit, a dog, a cat. You can't do that anymore. You look up at the sky and it looks like somebody's laid gauze over it.
Well, so, that's what we're going to be discussing that today with some pilots and with George and Dane, and we're going to, you know, take a look at that. And I know that tonight's going to be a great show.
It's 6 o'clock. Fantastic.
6 o'clock at the
2570 South Bonneville Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Okay.
Get there early to get a seat.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You bet. Okay.
Bye.
Got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after the news with George Barnes and Jeff Nelson and Dane Wigington.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food,
supplies, or a little marine repair, Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or LakeShasta.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, let me tell you something. You know, so you asked me where's Linda today, and Linda is, last week I repaired all the plumbing. Yep, I repaired it last week. Linda's fixing it today. What I repaired. But it's a good thing because last night I'm here by myself, but that's okay because last night I had a great night's sleep. You know why? I'm on my sleep number bed. I changed numbers last night. I went from a 40 to a 45. Let me tell you, that is outstanding. You know, that's one of the greatest things about a sleep number bed. You can change the numbers. If you're having kind of like a sore back that night or during that day, You do that. You can change those numbers around, and I promise you that it makes a difference. It makes a difference the way you sleep. We've never slept better in our lives than on this sleep number bed. And they're having a sale that has gone on, and just you can pick up a sleep number memory foam or iSeries bed set, but you better hurry up down there. Get down there. The dual temp layers, and they're located in the Target Shopping Center. Our Sleep Number store is located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. I want you to go down there and tell them that, you know, that we told you to go on down there and be tested. Get on their test bed, and I promise you, you're going to feel comfortable. Sleep Number beds. I do. You just got to get, it gets better and better. Hey, my guest today. We're just filled up with guests today. And we're all talking geoengineering. And we've got Dane Wigginton. Dane, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Dane, you've been kind of like the standard bearer for, geoengineering, chemtrails, and all this for what, years? As long as I've been here.
Over a decade, but it's not a job I wanted, Carl. This is the last thing in the world I imagine myself doing, but once you know enough about this issue, it's hard not to.
And we have another local gentleman here that, even though that we know Jeff Nelson very well, but it's usually with, he's the Patriot Guard Riders. He was the former, Northern California captain of the, Patriot Guard Riders and stepped down just this year to, take a step back a little bit, get some rest because you were busy 365 days of the year. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
But what they don't know is that you were a commercial pilot, too.
Yeah, I was in aviation for quite a number of years and also a cruising sailor. So I've always been weather-oriented and always keeping an eye on what's going on because sailing by yourself in the middle of the ocean, you better know what's happening next. And then, of course, flying is a high degree of a responsibility. So I've been involved with the weather for many, many years.
Okay, and then today is George Barnes. And George is a documentary producer, but he's done so many other things, commercials and in the commercial world. George, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm a mainstream commercial producer, and I came across the geoengineering issue by accident. I was testing a camera for a Volkswagen commercial. It was a time lapse, and it was a new camera, so I'd rented it and set it up in the afternoon to look at the sky, set the time lapse, came back that evening, processed the footage because it's a little procedure that you have to do to be able to see the time lapse, but I did it incorrectly so it played backwards. And what I saw was that the entire white sky, when played backwards, was created by these military jets flying in a grid pattern over my house. So that was alarming, and you know, I knew at that minute I had to really look into it and see what was going on because I knew it just wasn't right. Something was wrong with it. So we had a news producer that works with us, and she did some research on it, turned up the geoengineering almost immediately, and I just kind of made it my mission to do what I could to bring this issue to light.
And since then, you've done a documentary.
Yeah, we made a documentary that that just premiered at the Awareness Film Festival in Santa Monica on Friday, and we'll be at the Action On Film Festival in California in Monrovia in August. It's a documentary about geoengineering, and it also has an interesting component. I've created a mobile app, and the mobile app enables regular people to take photographs of this persistent contrails, these white lines, or any type of really irregular cloud formations, and in one click send it to the appropriate legislators via Twitter instantly. It's a real simple, free, easy thing to do. It's called SkyDER Alert. It's available on the App Store and on Android, Google Play.
Okay. My guests today are George Barnes, Jeff Nelson, and Dane Wigden. And we're talking geoengineering. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, just what is the definition of geoengineering, talk about chemtrails, and where this is coming from. That's the bottom line that people are asking is, where does this come from? Where does it start? Where does it originate? How long has it been going on? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. They're backed up right now, though, but you can get into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. A portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. You know, I drive a F-150 truck. Well, Crown Motors also, not only do they have Fords, but they're Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge dealership also. They're your neighbors making great deals for you. They handle all the North State. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, great people doing great jobs down there. Our guest today, George Barnes, who has just released a documentary on geoengineering. Dane Wigginton, who is our local expert on, well, it's not just local, he's at this point national and probably worldwide on geoengineering. And Jeff Nelson, a pilot, who is here today because he's convinced also there's been some changes in the atmosphere in over the vast amount of time he's been on the Earth. Let's start with George. George, how long has geoengineering been going on?
Well, I just discovered it a year ago. It was a year last July.
And you can hop into this anytime, Dane, because you've been following this for years. You said, I believe, earlier that it was going on for decades.
We have documentation that we found on the NASA archives, 80 pages long, indicates these programs were going on as far back as the mid-50s, for sure, with budgets in the hundreds of millions of dollars in the mid-60s. So, I mean, this has been happening for a long time, but there's been some major ramp-up periods, 99, 2005, 2006, 2008. They continue to ramp up these programs to ever larger scale. For those who don't know what geoengineering is, it's weather modification on a global scale. There appears to be the NATO countries involved on one side of the fence, Russia, China on the other. There's various purposes for geoengineering, military, strategic, but the stated purpose on many patents, Carl, are to slow a runaway greenhouse effect, but yet all the data available to date, including data from NASA, indicates that these programs are making the climate exponentially worse and heating the planet, not cooling it.
Okay, so George, like you said, you started in with by doing you were testing a camera out while you were doing one of your commercial shoots.
I was testing a time-lapse camera.
And you realized after you had somebody do the research on this, we've got a problem here.
Yeah, it was so evident that the magnitude of it is just terrifying. There's something else that keeps coming up too is when we're filming these segments, when there's heavy, spraying and aerial activity, if there's rain afterwards, you see like this ridiculous white foam all over everything. And we've seen this at the New York City water supply at the Delaware intake, and that's in the film. We've seen it in, Vermont at the Vermont watershed. We've seen it in Florida. We've seen it in Colorado, we've seen it in LA. It's this bizarre white foam. It almost looks like, soap. And, it's that same exact foam. It's really interesting in the film. You can see it.
Okay. When we start talking, the geoengineering, the big thing is chemtrails. Am I right?
Chemtrails, Carl, is just a layman's term for a particulate trail in the sky. And again, that's what people need to understand, the difference between a quote condensation trail and a particulate trail. And an example that many people see.
Contrails you see up in the air from any type of jet that's flying up above a certain altitude, right?
Well, this is something I'll let Jeff elaborate on further, but in general, people might relate to this. On a cold day when your breath condenses, you don't walk down the street, turn around and see a trail hanging for a mile behind you. So, you know, these trails that hang in the air, again, when we have the same metals listed in geoengineering patents are showing up on the ground in absolutely copious quantities, tests around the globe, 60 to 70 in Shasta, Siskiyou County alone. This material is coming from somewhere, certainly. And, you know, on the condensation trail, I think Jeff would be the one we want to have speak on that, since that he's a pilot and so forth, that what we're seeing in the sky is not just condensation trails.
Okay, and before we get to Jeff, we've got people who are calling in. I think one of them's on a time frame here, so we're going to line two. Dell?
Okay, hold on. Let me switch over.
Dell, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Dell is the director of the Action On Film Festival, and that's the next place that we're going to show the film beyond tonight, which we're showing here in town in Reading.
So, Dell, Action On, what kind of film festival is this?
Action On Film started about 10 years ago, and we say Action On Film, it refers to the action the director took to make his or her film and then reaction of that by the audience. We show roughly 400 films in a season, documentaries, dramas, comedy. We'll be premiering Joe Pesci's first movie in 7 years this August. It's called Behind the Gate, and along with the documentary Look Up from George Barnes. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up, but those two films are two standouts we'll be showing.
Okay. Dell is interesting. I sent the submission, and he called me right away. He said, wow, this is really something different. The integration of the app, it was really interesting to get called back so quickly.
It's very rare that a filmmaker has enough foresight to produce a app to go with a documentary that means that the public can become proactive and a part of what they're doing. And social media is all about that. I think he's married the two beautifully, absolutely beautifully.
People can see this film.
Show the film.
Tonight, again, it's a free viewing of this film at 2570 Destiny, 6 o'clock p.m., and there'll be a Q&A afterward with a total of four pilots, including Jeff Nelson there, so people can see the film tonight.
Okay, you know, Dell, this was something you, immediately when you saw it, had to be in your film festival then, right?
Well, yeah, we show a lot of documentaries, but to give people a chance to get involved in something that's so important and so groundbreaking as the marriage of media and the ability to involve yourself socially with the government, politics, the environment. I mean, it just crosses so many boundaries that he's tied them all together beautifully. So I kind of recognize that very early on, and we want to be one of the first people to acknowledge what he's done and to bring life to it, to our audiences.
Okay, Dale. Hey, Dale, we have to take a break for the news, but we'll be right back after our news. This is Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, Pulse. Oh, wait a minute.
30.
You went like that. You gave me the 30.
She gave
me one. Okay, we got another, never mind, Dell, because I just talking about how I missed 30 seconds on this. That was the 30 seconds. So,
thanks, Dell. I'll see you.
I've only been doing this for 4 years. I'll probably catch it again. We're going to go break for the news. We'll be right back after these messages, probably. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Golden. Yo, I'm Carol McHugh. The Pope's back at the Vatican following a successful Latin American tour that saw 3 million attend Sunday Mass along the beach in Rio.
During his 6-day trip to Brazil, Francis visited Rio de Janeiro's dangerous slums, met with convicts, and celebrated Mass in front of 3 million. He encouraged young people to shake up the church and take the message of Jesus on the streets.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh in Rome. Israeli and Palestinian negotiators will sit and talk in Washington tonight.
Palestinians want to state in the West Bank, Gaza, and with East Jerusalem as their capital. There are nearly 300,000 Israeli settlers living in the West Bank. Israel will come up against a lot of opposition relocating these people and is unlikely to agree to dividing up the city of Jerusalem.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither. 38 people are dead in an Italian tour bus crash near Naples. A blown tire may be to blame. Fox News. We report. You decide.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned, family-operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's 70 degrees going up to 98 today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546 up there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Great prices, great haircuts, great people. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. Good people down there. Today we're talking geoengineering, and there's going to be out there. We've got a gentleman here, George Barnes, that is releasing a documentary. In fact, I think it was released Friday. It's going to be in a number of film festivals. It's going to be playing tonight out on with the at the Destiny Fellowship Church. Along with George is Jeff Nelson, who is one of our local pilots, been a commercial pilot, but also a private pilot and a seafarer. So the skies and the environment have been very important to him over his lifetime. And then Dayton Wigginton, who is, I guess you could say, is one of the founding members of the geoengineering groups. To let people know what's happened.
There's actually organizations all over the globe, but I mean, when we have people like Jeff, stepping forward now, finally, with his perspective on this, I mean, that's of huge value to getting the word out on this issue.
And Jeff, okay, Jeff Nelson is, just people know, is a friend of mine, but Jeff was, came in on the other, on the side of the geoengineering. I didn't even know that you were involved with this, but you are now.
Yes, well, I want to run by a little bit. I grew up, I was born out here in Northern California and grew up here and a very outdoorsy type person and, paying attention to the sky and the weather and cold and all those things. And, went to a Maritime Academy. And then, when I went in the Army, I had to get back in the air. So I was a paratrooper. So I've always been involved with maybe the sky and air. And then, as I became an airline pilot, in the last 9 years, I was an instructor pilot at the academy, and I taught weather. And so I'm pretty aware of what weather is, and I've been well aware of contrails since I was a little kid. And you see contrails come out of your exhaust pipe on a cold morning there until everything balances out. So that's not a phenomenon. That's a natural event. And those occur in elevations of over 40,000 feet and temperatures and very cold, and it's a combination of the heat from the engine and the moisture. What we're seeing now is something else. Now, when I was first told about this, I kind of hogwashed it. I didn't believe a part of it at all. And
well, contrails, though, they're a result of an altitude and the speed of the air around it. So, I mean, you could have, if there's no wind up there, you could have a contrail last a long time. I believe this is what the Air Force is saying.
Well, that's not true. It only occurs when there's a temperature inversion there between the exhaust of the engine, which heats up very super cold air with moisture in it, and then it causes a temporary condensation. And you can see these in the sky all the time, and they look like a few inches long behind a jet. And then you see these other ones that go from horizon to horizon. That's not natural. That's not even close to natural. It's impossible for something to last that long if it were just condensation in the air. It's going to evaporate, and it doesn't. So there's something else going on up there. I don't know who's doing it or why they're doing it. I can say without a doubt it's being done, and you can see it almost daily. I mean, we'll go like 4 or 5 days of nice, beautiful, blue Northern California skies, and then you wake up like this morning, and it's all this silvery gray stuff. And if you can look through that silvery stuff, you can still see them up there making these long trails that are not natural, and that's, I'm sure of that.
Okay. And going back to let's go to the phones here. Amy, good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Good morning. Have you been able to listen to the show?
I have.
Okay, now you're the producer for George Barnes?
I did some research for George when he first stumbled upon this and was just astounded by what I found.
What did you find, Amy?
Well, what I found was a lot of the information that Dane's been telling us about. But also, I began to actually look up, which it's funny that we're not doing, and seeing it with my own eyes. And with my naked eyes, I could actually see these trails forming and starting and stopping and making bizarre patterns and then spreading out to this kind of silvery cloud cover.
And what did you, when you saw that, when you're looking at this, what does that tell you? What's your research tell you?
It tells me that something unnatural is happening, that it's being done, and, you know, I believe it is being done to try to alter the weather. I just think that anybody who hasn't seen the film Look Up needs to see it, needs to tell your friends about it, share it on social media. It's going to open your eyes to what's going on literally right over our heads. And I think the only way to stop the spraying is for us, the citizens of this country, to start making enough noise about it that the politicians and the media can't ignore it any longer.
Okay, Amy. Well, thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we want to talk more about this, and geoengineering, the end results of it, how it's funded, what you've discovered in your documentary here, George. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing, My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. This is Missy MacArthur, Reading City Council member.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the Pulse of Shasta County. Carl Linda Bott, good morning. It is, my goodness, 8:44 in the morning. My gosh, where's time go from? This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, because old-fashioned values don't have to cost anything more. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they are there to repair, fix, or install the air conditioning units and your heating units so that you are comfortable at all times of the year. We use Alliance Heating and Air, as does Bad Bob. I can't say enough about them and their professionalism. They do it right. They stand by it. And we see the value. With the cost of electricity going up so much, you need to make sure your air conditioning systems are fixed and repaired and cleaned regularly. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. 221-2642. Okay. We've come back. Our guests are George Barnes, who has just released a documentary about Look Up.
Is Looking that, Up. That's looking right. Up. That's what the title is.
And it's about geoengineering. Dane Wigginton here is an expert on geoengineering, if I could say that, because it seems like every time I talk to you, there's more and more information and more people are flocking to your banner here, Dane. And Jeff Nelson, who is a local pilot, commercial pilot, and seafarer, who has seen a huge difference, as he says, in the past 30 years. This has to be paid for by somebody, gentlemen. Is this a worldwide being paid for? Is it put into the budget under something else? Is there any chance at all? How else would you explain it if it wasn't coming from the air, from airplanes?
How else would we explain
if we agree on the fact that there's chemicals laying on the ground now, more chemicals, and we agree that there is climate is changing, but if it wasn't coming from airplanes, where would it be coming from?
Well, in the atmosphere, I can tell you, just as a director of photography, I've been filming for 25 years, and the last 2 years, everything is different. The sky is different. The horizon's different. The color of the foliage is different. We're seeing it. All the professional photographers are talking about it. You almost never see the bright blue sky anywhere in the car commercials and the beer commercials and any of the expensive commercials, because it rarely exists now. So it's in the sky. It's coming. The sky is different. And the sky has changed.
And to answer that in more hard study form, Carl, the materials are coming down from the air. There's no question about that. I mean, we have, again, dozens of lab tests tested at the state certified lab here in Reading from the last few years alone. So this material is definitely coming from the air. Now, many people think, well, it's migrating from China. CARB, California Air Resources Board, not that I have much use for that board, but they have done studies on the aerosols from China, and metals simply don't float across oceans. And these metals match geoengineering patents exactly. And on the note with CARB, you have agencies like CARB that are penalizing our farmers. I think a lot of people know about this for their particulate matter from their tractors, while CARB turns a complete blind eye to the massive amount of metal falling from the sky from these programs, because they say it's not a state issue. That's their formal response, that, you know, that no matter how much is falling from the skies from these weather mod programs, they turn a blind eye to it. But the metals are not migrating from China. That's been proven in study already. Their recent origin, they're coming down in very copious amounts, and there's simply no other plausible source.
Okay. George, one of the things you showed me on your apps, you've got an app associated with your film where people can report things, can report that, hey, the sky looks different today. And there's a correlation that you've shown me on your computer.
Correct.
Between the number of reports that you get and the weather that day. Correct. That when you get a lot of reports that it's hotter. Is this, can you go on further with that?
Okay. So what I saw just accidentally, I was looking at the weather online, and I saw the heat warning in the Northeast. And this was, Monday before last. And the next thing I did was I went to the homepage just to check, to make sure everything was working right. And that's skyteralert.com. And it shows where the app users are sending their submissions in. They take a photograph of where this is taking place in the sky and they send a submission. It populates on skyteralert.com. And the correlation between where the user submissions were coming from and where the heat warning was identical. It was really identical, disturbing. And then on Friday, the Friday after that, same thing happened. I looked at the weather, and I saw there was a tornado warning in the New York metropolitan area, which is bizarre because that's a very, very rare circumstance. I'm fourth generation in that area, and it just doesn't really happen like that. And again, the submissions were in the exact same pattern as where the tornado warning was on the weather map. And then I had posted that on SkyterAlert.com, and we had gotten a couple comments, people saying, well, they're high traffic areas or they're highly populated areas. Okay, you know, that's a true statement. But then 3 days later, beautiful day, not hot, no strange weather, just normal weather. And I went to the Skyter Alert site. There it is. Almost no submissions. So it's a direct correlation. We're starting to see this very curious patterning of bizarre weather directly related to where these the visual evidence is getting reported from the app users on the with the Skyter Alert app.
Okay, so what you're drawing a conclusion then is when the people are noticing things in the air, all the chemtrails, it heats up. And, you know, at least it seems like the temperature is up, or there's other anomalies of weather there.
Yeah, there's an absolute correlation. I mean, this is new. This was just literally 10 days ago that I've come across this, but yeah, We're definitely seeing the same pattern.
Okay, we've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about your app, how people can get your app.
Sure.
And again, there's lots of questions in here, too. You know, at 50,000 feet plus, you know, one of the questions was how much would have to be put into the atmosphere. You told me, Dean, that it was going to have to be like 20 million tons a year.
That's what the world's most recognized geoengineers have said was their goal. 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticles.
And the whole part on this was to keep the globe from warming up too quickly. People are saying what this has done is instead has increased the heat rate.
That's even NASA confirms that. So these programs are absolutely counterproductive, but they're too heavily invested in them to turn back now. That's what it seems.
And the North Pole is going to melt this year.
All available data indicates this year and next year we'll have an ice-free Arctic in the summer, about 100 years ahead of modeling. So, you know, people will hear about this.
We'll be right back.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agriculture maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's our last segment today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Our friends down there, you know, have a staycation on the lake with a Holiday Harbor. Go out there and check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They have a package deal that's going to fit any budget. Go out and have some fun without breaking the bank. In fact, Linda and I and the crew are going to be out on the 9th and 10th, and we're going to invite our friends. Anybody's got a boat, come on over. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and water, bring your own beverages. We'll have more on that before we go. But Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383, or look at lakeshasta.com. These are great people at Holiday Harbor. They take great care of their boats, their craft. They keep them extremely clean. Hey, our guest today is George Barnes, he just released a documentary. It's going to be going to a lot of the film festivals. It will be played tonight out at the Destiny Fellowship Church. It's called Looking Up. Dane Wigginton and Jeff Nelson are here. We're all talking about geoengineering. You made an app. We talked about the app earlier, but you talked about the app being in conjunction with your film.
Yeah, it's the first film that's an ActiveAce-based film that gives people something to do. Most of the time you've got a documentary that's very informative and it enlightens people to a subject. It really brings issues to light. But very, very rarely is there a specific action that people can take. So this film incorporates the mobile app with a social media-based website. And we also use Twitter, and everything is all integrated to the app. So the film teaches people about geoengineering and the discovery, introduces them to the app, which you can get on the App Store or Google Play if you're an Android user. And everything is fully integrated. So when you see it taking place, you take a photograph, you just hit the camera button, it automatically selects your legislators, it sends them a pre-populated petition along with your geotag of where you are, time and place, and a photograph of what you saw. And everything takes place instantly in real time, and it populates on the SkyderAlert.com homepage as well.
So how many people are signed up for this thing so far?
A lot. I don't know an exact count, but we're getting
that sounds
three...
like a Marine number. How many old bad guys were out there? Ah, helmet full. Yeah. Anyway, so a lot of them. Yeah, they're mad too.
We're getting a couple thousand submissions a day.
Okay.
So a lot of people.
All right.
And it's growing, and it's new.
I was going to say this is brand new.
For the meeting tonight, I'd also, to give mic back to Jeff, that he has three other colleagues that will be there tonight at this meeting and to answer people's questions. But this is very, very essential that people with the courage like Jeff to come forward and with his experience to comment on what's not natural in the sky. And again, if people want to meet Jeff and three other colleagues. Jeff, you have three. There's three other pilots that should be there tonight as well, right?
That's the schedule, yes.
And the other two, and the other pilots are from.
I know them, but not closely. One of them I know quite well, but they've all been in the business, and I've talked to them a little bit, and I know they know what they're talking about.
I think there's two are retired military, and yourself and one other is retired commercial. Correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
And people can all will be at the meeting tonight along with George, myself. We'll answer questions after George's film is shown, and we hope people come out to find out exactly how much gravity there is to the situation. And one other effect in the atmosphere that we've just found out we'll disclose tonight. Many people have noticed how hot the sun feels on their face. We've done extensive UV testing recently. We have data in there tonight, and the readings are astoundingly high. So we can find out about that tonight as well if people come to the meeting.
And I was noticed that the other day from an email you sent me is that you can get burnt faster is what you're saying, right?
It's not a little high. It is absolutely completely off the charts. We're getting UVB readings that are about 1,200% higher than what we're being told.
And didn't the government just raise these things?
They change the scale. What they do when there's, for example, too much radiation, they just change the limits and change the science to match whatever they want to hide.
Okay. Thanks, George. George Barnes.
Thank you.
Here. And, of course, Dane and Jeff. Being here tonight at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 p.m. out there on
Bonneville.
On Bonneville for the movie itself and learn more about this. There's a lot of, you know what, every time that you're on or we talk about this, there's more stuff. There's more stuff that's happening or more facts that are coming out. Anyway, hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane is going to be on among other people. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. On their way to Washington, negotiators for Israel and the Palestinians, they'll sit down tonight in the hopes of restarting peace talks, and a former U.S. ambassador to Israel has been tapped to spearhead the discussion. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Israelis and Palestinians resume direct talks over dinner this evening, and Secretary of State John Kerry has tapped a veteran diplomat to navigate negotiations.
It's been my conviction for 40 years that peace is possible.
Martin Indyk served two stints as U.S. ambassador to Israel and played a key role in the 2000 Camp David peace talks. He and John Kerry noting realistic obstacles.
Israeli-Palestinian peace will not come easily, and it will not happen overnight.
Ahead of this evening's meeting, Israel announced it will release more than 100 long-held Palestinian prisoners. Pam.
Thanks, Jared. Rounded up across the country, dozens of boys and girls allegedly forced into prostitution and the alleged pimps who put them on the